Something. It's midweek almost, Coach. You got just a couple of days, but I know you are excited to get back in the swing of things. I could tell talking to you a little bit and some of the posts and everything. You're ready to get this thing going again, aren't you?
You know, you always get, well, I guess you could backtrack all the way to, you know, when your season ends the year prior, it's competitive nature. You're building up for this, for actually yesterday, Monday, for that first day of camp, that first day of practice, the whole off season, everything, the workouts, the film study, the, you know, looking at who you got coming back, the guys that are now moving up a grade level. It's exciting. It's because it's all that build up to now. But the best thing is once you get into the practices and get going, then it kind of settles back into, okay, who are we? What do we need to get to? What are we really try to work on our mindset being, what are we doing? What are our things that we're doing every day to get where we believe we want to go? And that's a process. And I feel like we've had two good days right out of the gate. You know, if I could put a stamp on it early, I really feel like our guys are working extremely hard. They've been working hard all the way to this point. And the first 2 days, they just picked up from that work ethic. And you know, the first 2 days are our helmets only. And as we go through the heat acclimatization period, so we got helmets and jerseys on. So it's a lot of installation and really branching off of the summer camp and getting ourselves ready to where we can put some pads on and take a look from there.
Now, that first week, last week, you did a lot of testing. I noticed you posted some of the verticals and stuff like that. Those were pretty good numbers, weren't they?
Just excited to see where our guys tested out from, and that's a year-round thing for us. Coach Hosek, one of our strength coaches, our main strength coach, does a phenomenal job year-round. It's not just a summer thing. Most all of our kids, I'd say all of them for that matter, take a weights class during the school year, a regular class period during the regular school day, and so we're working year-round, and periodically we test out the kids, and we just feel good about our progression. We feel good about our speed. We're always going to be built on speed, or at least that's something we hang our hat on. We want to be as fast a team as we can. We feel like we're strong and explosive. The biggest thing from there is taking it and then applying it to the field. We had some really good, some guys really test out really well. All of them, for that matter, improved. But we really had some nice marks, and so we like to get that out to people and just really promote the kids and all their efforts through the off season. And the biggest thing now is translating it to the field.
Finally, first scrimmage, as always, on the second Saturday of August. Folks can come out and watch them at Wyland Field coming up on Saturday morning, can't they?
Saturday morning, we'll have our scrimmage, our first scrimmage. After we go through a full week here, we still got a couple days left, obviously, till Saturday. But that'll be our first look as a full live setting, you could say, where we're going to have 11 on 11, and we'll have different levels of ball going as far as our varsity players, our junior varsity, all the way down to our freshmen, getting a lot of scrimmage time in. And that'll give us an opportunity to get our first evaluation of players, because we do have some spots, like every year, that guys are competing for. I really like the competition right now, and you really get the evaluation process going once you get the pads on, get in the full team settings, and really see what guys have to offer. And we got a lot of guys competing for a number of spots. We still have a handful of players that are back from a year ago, which we feel really good about, but as every year, we're going to have position battles, and we're looking forward to that, and Saturday, throughout the whole week, but then Saturday when we get into a full scrimmage setting, you know, around 9:30, 9:45 is when we'll look to get that going, and that'll be Saturday morning at Wyland Field. There's no cost for it. Anybody that wants to come out and take the first initial look after one week of fall camp is most certainly able to do that.
And then the following Thursday will be kind of your Gatorade scrimmage there with officials. I think Nate will bring all the officials in, have a little clinic like they've done the last couple of years.
Yeah, then the next Thursday of that week, we'll have our sports drink scrimmage where we ask, you know, there technically is an admission in the game, but we ask you to or the scrimmage, I should say, bring a sports drink or two. It just really helps as we go on the road during the season. We definitely polish it off as we go through the season, as we go on the road. And so that'll be our sports drink scrimmage. And as you said, Coach Newhouse, Nate Newhouse with the NSA, they'll be putting on a referee clinic here. They've been doing that for a number of years. So it's as much of a game-like setting as you can get until we finally get to that week one contest against Cozad, which we most certainly need every single day to get ourselves ready for that. I could go on about how well coached they are. Coach Doolin, have the utmost respect for him and his staff, and they're going to be ready to go, and we're going to be on the road. So we just got to take every single opportunity to get ourselves the best we possibly can be to go up there week one and give ourselves a chance.
Awesome, man.